Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I am Patrick Dinner, and this is Soundtrack.
Soundtrack
is a web radio show promoted by Uninter and made in collaboration with the Social Communication Advertising course. Here, you listen about curiosities of the film industry, our favorite movies, or not so favorite ones, but that doesn't matter. We are all here to have fun. Yes, I know, the show is in English. But do not worry, young Padawan. We are here to bring you good music as well. And at the same time, you can practice your listening skills. It doesn't matter if you understand the entire sentence or just some words, because you see, as a result of listening to us, you become more and more acquainted with English. Listening to it will become more and more natural, and in a blink of an eye, you start getting more isolated words, therefore more sentences, and as a consequence of it all, you understand the whole eventually. As I said in our first show, this is not an English class. Don't try to translate every word or sentence into Portuguese. These won't work. Instead, do as Elsa from Frozen and let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Don't worry. Just listen. Enjoy the experience. Okay, I guess you got a picture. That was just a prologue to what is coming on our show today. Oh, just one more thing. Welcome to Soundtrack!
Hulk is nervous. Hulk is going to listen to Soundtrack.
I won't say the name of today's movie just yet. What I will say right now is that its genre is intimately connected to our show, since it's the type of movie that has to have music in it. Today's flick is a musical. Do you know actually what a musical film is? It is not just a movie with music in it. If that was so, most of movies would be musicals, but that's not true. Most of contemporary movies have music in it, but they are from several different genres, such as action movies, thrillers, comedies, and so forth. They are not necessarily musicals. The musical film primarily utilizes song and dance routines to advance the narrative. It is quite common for the musical to embrace a very escapist vision of reality. Musicals refers to movies that include singing and or dancing as an important element and also involves the performance of song and or dance by the main characters. I wouldn't say that musicals are my favorite type of movies, but at the same time, I like some of them to the point of making my top 10 favorite movies of my life. What do you think of musicals? Do you like them? Let me know in our Facebook page. I wouldn't be surprised if your first answer was, no, I do not like musical films. I might be wrong, but I will list some contemporary musicals and you may change your mind about the genre. I guess you have already heard of some very successful Disney productions such as Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, The Lion King, or Frozen. Believe it or not, they are all musicals. But of course, the list does not end here. There are many other musicals that are not animation films. Yet, they are contemporary. And they are blockbusters such as Mamma Mia,
Mamma Mia, here I go again, Mama,
Pitch Perfect,
It ain't ever about the money,
it's not about the money, 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 money,
High School Musical, Camp Rock,
There's too much at stake, this is serious,
Glee,
Rain, you can stand under my umbrella, Ella, Ella,
and the list goes on and on and on. So, see, musicals are not only movies that your grandma would watch. That being said, today's movie is a 2016 American musical. It is also a romantic comedy. It competed for Best Picture, but unfortunately, it didn't win in this category. Luckily, it won 6 other categories, and they are Best Director, Best Actress, Best Cinematography, Best Original Score, Best Production Design, and Best Original Song. This movie is mostly a tribute to the whole film industry, the Hollywood studios, and flicks that became famous throughout the time. I'm talking about La La Land. I'll get back to it in a sec, because now it's trivia time.
Happy Hunger Games.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
I haven't talked much about La La Land yet, but the question is about the movie nonetheless. So here we go. Pay good attention to it. The question is, Emma Stone plays Mia, the main character of the film. But initially, the role was going to another famous actress. This famous actress had to give up her La La Land character to join another Hollywood production. The question is, who is this actress? And now it's time to get to our first song of the show. Did you know that Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone actually sang in most of La La Land's songs? They are not only excellent and good-looking actors, they are one of those rare cases of the whole package. It starts with the piano and develops to a helpful yet melancholic tune about life in Los Angeles, its joy and its sadness. The song is called City of Stars.
City of Stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see. Who knows? I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
Everybody wants. There in the bars and through the smokescreen of the crowded restaurants. It's love. Yes, all we're looking for is love from someone else.
A rush,
a glance,
a touch,
a dance,
a look in somebody's eyes, to light up the skies, to open the world and send it reeling. A voice that says I'll be here and you'll be alright. I don't care if I know just where I will go, 'cause all that I need's this crazy feeling I got tapped out of my heart. Think I want it to stay.
And we're back. Not only the song City of Stars is dedicated to Los Angeles, the movie itself is a tribute to the city. During its production, 48 real locations in Los Angeles were used to shoot several scenes. Talking about tribute, the movie is a huge tribute to classic cinema. And this goes to so many ways beyond the ones you can see on the screen. For example, La La Land was shot in the exact same studio as some of the most famous MGM classics, like Singing in the Rain and The Wizard of Oz.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz!
And since I mentioned Singing in the Rain and The Wizard of Oz, I told you guys in the beginning of the show that I like some musicals, even though it's not my favorite genre. I have a list of 5 top musical films I love. They are well done, their plot is catchy, their musical parts are entertaining, and those are the kinds of movies that make me happy. So, my top 5 musical films are, in no particular order, The Wizard of Oz. I know, it's kind of cliché, but there's something about going to a fantasy land, leaving everything behind, and landing in a colorful, magical place where you can meet new friends and depart on a journey that always catches me. And I don't even have to mention that the soundtrack is gorgeous. No wonder Somewhere Over the Rainbow is one of the most recognizable songs of all times. I also like Singing in the Rain, perhaps for a different reason. The movie's from 1952, but its story is set in 1927, right in the advent of talkies.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
It's a light-hearted comedy that shows how studios and actors alike had trouble adapting to the inclusion of sounds in the movies. The theme song and the other one called Make Them Laugh are the best ones in the movie, perhaps followed by Good Morning, Good Morning.
Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
I have to confess something. There are some parts that I have the impression the musical sequences could be a little bit shorter. But there is another music I just can't get enough of it. It's a 1965 classic called The Sound of Music. I think it's hard to find someone who has never listened to Do Re Mi. And there's another musical that was a constant part of my childhood, even though it's older than me. When I was a kid, I watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory over and over again. I liked the story more than the music, more than anything else. The idea of entering a magical chocolate factory and exploring it with a group of spoiled brats who get what they deserve was just as good as having hot cocoa. But advancing a little bit into the future, I love the photography on Moulin Rouge. Not to mention that I think Nicole Kidman is in one of her best performances ever. I have just told you my favorite 5 musical films. Do you have any favorite musical? Let me know on our Facebook page. Leave your comment there. And now, it's game time. Let's play I Play a Song, You Guess the Movie.
Oh, now see, I think that's a neat idea.
I guess it's pretty straightforward, right? I'm going to play a song from a movie that is not the one we are talking about today. During the song, you try to guess from which movie this specific song is. And right after, I will bring you the answer. What do you think?
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I bought. The clothes I'm wearing, I bought. The rock I'm rocking.
Taught and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I bought.
Clothes I'm wearing,
I bought.
The rocks I'm rocking,
I bought.
'Cause I depend on me. If I want it, the watch I'm wearing,
I bought.
The house.
I depend on me.
All the women, depend on me.
Hey,
throw your hands up at me. All the
This song is called Independent Women Part 1 and is performed by Destiny's Child, Beyoncé's former group. It was very popular in the early 2000s. Destiny's Child were the perfect choice to perform for the powerful trio of ladies in the movie Charlie's Angels with Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu. And the song was the group's third Hot 100 number one on Billboard. I would like you to suggest more songs to be played here in this game. I play the song, you guess the movie. Send us ideas telling the name of the song and the movie related to it.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with flying thing.
Okay, but now let's get back to La La Land. The movie, you know what I mean. The song Another Day of Sun is the opening theme of the film. It is also one of the most important moments to understand La La Land. The opening number, Another Day of Sun, was filmed at an extremely hot temperature of 109 degrees Fahrenheit or 43 degrees Celsius in 2 days. Each performer had to spare sets of costumes stored in cars, which they changed between takes. Traditionally, the first scene of every movie is also a way to present the main themes that will be approached throughout the plot. Another Day of Sun does that magnificently. Besides contextualizing the movie and showing where it takes place, LA, it also brings the aspiring stars. The opening sequences establishes the use of color and its importance on this masterpiece. One of the lines from the lyrics of the song talks about a technicolor world made of music and machines. Isn't that, in a way, all that Hollywood is about?
To my name, hopped a bus, here I came. I could be brave or just insane, we'll have to see.
There's many of me in that sleepy town. I'll sit one day, the lights are down. You'll see my face and think how he used to know me.
Climb these hills, I'm reaching for the heights and chasing all the lights that shine.
Lights
that shine, they let you down.
Another day, I'll
get up off the ground.
Rhythms in the canyons that'll never fade away. The ballads in the barrooms left by those who came before. They say we gotta want it more, so I bang on every door.
And even when the answer's no, or when my money is running low, dusty mic and neon glow are all I need.
And someday as I sing a song, a small town kid'll come along. That'll be the thing to push him on and go.
While I was writing the script for this program, I was simultaneously listening to La La Land's soundtrack. It immediately took me back to the film. It's one of those movies, from my point of view, that makes you feel like dancing and going after your dreams, you know what I mean? I didn't mention it before, because I didn't want to sound redundant, but yes, La La Land is also in my list of favorite musicals. But even more than that, it's probably on my top 10 list of all movies. That comes mostly as a result of all the references La La Land makes. I was watching the movie enchanted by its story, and I was also paying attention to see if I could recognize other movies within La La Land. And every time I did, I poked my friend Alessandra, who was in the movie theater with me, and it's also a cinema aficionado, another way to say, huh, did you see that? That's from Funny Face, for example. And there were so many references to Singing in the Rain, I just couldn't get enough. There was even an allusion to Disney's Cinderella when both Gosling and Stone dance in the air. According to the composer Justin Hurwitz, all of the piano performances of the film were recorded by the pianist Randy Kerber, but that was for the pre-production of the movie. Then, Ryan Gosling took intensive piano classes, and during the production of the film, he was able to play all the songs on the piano, without having to use a stunt. To achieve this feat, Gosling spent 3 months rehearsing 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. And that was not the first time the actor had to learn an instrument out of the blue. To record an album of his former band, Gosling had to play the cello after two of the musicians didn't deliver what the band was expecting. If that wasn't enough, Gosling also plays the guitar, bass, and, in addition, he sings. But not all songs were performed by Ryan or Emma. The American singer-songwriter John Legend not only plays and sings one of the movie's tracks, but is also an actor in the movie. He plays Keith, a band leader befriended with Sebastian. And that was just a hook for me to introduce the next song, Start a Fire. Every movie in the world, we are only humans after all, La La Land 2 has its flaws. But the kind of flaws that are not derogatory. For example, there's a continuity mistake the day Sebastian visits Mia at her coffee shop. Mia entered work wearing black pants with a yellow bag. Then, Mia leaves work, she's wearing a blue skirt with a red bag. When they show a long shot of Sebastian and Mia walking on the lot, she's seen to be wearing black pants. Then, in the next shot, she's wearing a skirt again. This sort of candid mistakes are not at all rare in movies. According to the site MovieMistakes.com, La La Land has about 5 continuity mistakes. And now, it's that part of the show where we will reveal the so-expected answer to our trivia.
Oompa-loompa-dee-doo, I've got a perfect puzzle for you. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Emma Stone plays Mia, the main character of the film. But initially, the role was going to another famous actress, And the question is, who is this actress? The answer is... Emma Watson, who instead playing Mia on La La Land, played Belle in Beauty and the Beast. Whether La La Land's ending plays as sad or happy comes down to how much faith you have in happy endings in the first place. Either way, it sends you from the cinema with tears in your eyes and a song in your heart.
Why? I've been to a million auditions, and the same thing happens every time, where I get interrupted because someone wants to get a sandwich, or I'm crying and they start laughing, or there's people sitting in the waiting room and they're like me but prettier and better at the, because maybe I'm not good enough.
Hi, I'm BMX from the movie Hero 6, and you're listening to Soundtrack. Hey guys, we're about to call it a day. This show was only possible because we can count on our intern producers, Kellen and Valeria. And today I want to thank especially Valeria for being here in an odd day to record this show. Our course coordinator, Alexandre Correia, the social communication course staff, and UNITA. I also want to thank our listener, Ariadne, who suggested via Facebook page we should host our show not only on Facebook, but in an audio-only platform. Therefore, now you have the option to listen to it via Mixcloud. All the links to all of our shows can be found on our Facebook page, including the Mixcloud ones. Search for Soundtrack Radio or simply type facebook.com/soundtrackradio. Like our page, follow us, and invite your friends to check our fan page and our show. That's it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed making it. I'm Patrick, this was Soundtrack, and I guess I'll see you in the movies.
So long, farewell, I'll be just saying goodnight.
West of San